A quiet tornado year turns active. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. Even though this week we have had an outbreak of tornadoes across the Mid-South, USDA says tornado activity as a whole in 2014 so far is significantly less than in recent years. USDA's Rod Bain has the story.
This event turned tragic on Sunday evening and Sunday night, though the outbreak itself was very widespread. The first wave of tornadoes hit seven states, and preliminary reports indicated that there were at least two dozen, perhaps more, tornadoes across that seven-state area.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey said there were double-digit fatalities related to that tornadic outbreak. An unrelated tornado in North Carolina the Friday before claimed one life. Up to that point, there were no tornado-related deaths so far in 2014. And prior to the April 27th tornado outbreak, the U.S. had reported only 109 tornadoes to date this year.
We have certainly been in a downward trend in terms of tornado activity the last several years. If you go back 3 years, that was the tragic and deadly year we lost 553 lives. And by the end of April that year, we'd already seen 912 tornadoes, including a record 758 in April. And that featured the super outbreak that included the Joplin tornado. In 2012, the total through the first 4 months of the year, 496 tornadoes. Last year was relatively low with 218.
Ironically, the April 27th outbreak occurred 3 years to the day of a 122 tornado outbreak in places like Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee that led to 316 fatalities. So why has 2014 seen less tornado activity?
Some of that perhaps attributable to the long-lasting La Nina and the neutral conditions that have followed. It tends to be a bit of a suppressive effect on tornadic activity.
Rippey also reminds us that the peak of the tornado season annually is during the months of April, May, and into June. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Rippey says early May should be relatively quiet from the severe weather standpoint and hopefully will stay quiet for the remainder of the year. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.